A valuable piece of property on 2700 East Parley's Way in Salt Lake City is owned by Walmart, but has sat vacant since 2008. That's because the retail giant has been appealing to Salt Lake City to allow it to rezone the property to build a new store in place of the old Kmart that stands there now. Walmart spokesperson Delia Garcia says a zoning change would actually create a smaller supercenter in the community.
Rezoning the property would give us the best option to provide the best store to the community, primarily because we'd be able to demolish the existing 120,000 square foot 40-year-old building and replace it with a new, modern, smaller 92,000 and more energy efficient building.
After being rejected by the Salt Lake City Planning Commission twice, the big box store is hoping to have better luck with the Salt Lake City Council beginning on Tuesday. Salt Lake City Councilman J.T. Martin says he and all his colleagues have been hearing from both sides.
You know, we can't help but have been hearing about it. Everyone we talk to has an opinion for and against. But I think we're all approaching this in a very open mind that everyone deserves a fair and untarnished plate.
If the council rejects Walmart's proposal to rebuild, Garcia says the store will still be a Super Walmart, meaning the company is here to stay.
We do expect to have a final decision on this project in the fall. We have been delaying the store opening for about 3 years now, and I get questions all the time from the community about when are we going to finally open. And so we really do need to move forward with opening our store and serving our customers.
Walmart hopes to open its store in 2012. The company has set up a website specifically urging support for the rezoning, while opponents in the neighborhood have put out lawn signs pointing to another site that urges the city to, quote, keep our zoning. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.